This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Newburyport girls basketball coach Karen Grutchfield. And Karen, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Bill. I really appreciate the attention you're giving to the kids. It's awesome.
Well, you are on an incredible run here. I think threes are wild. This is my call for you. Threes are wild here because you've had three tournament wins and against some higher-seeded teams, two of them anyways, and now you're playing the number three seed coming up next. Now, I'll get to that in a minute, but Karen, I need you to just go back and talk to us a little bit about your game last night, the Wednesday night game against Watertown on the road against the number 11 seeded team. You guys are number 27. So tell us about that game.
So it was, I was so impressed with our kids showing toughness. I don't know if you saw that we were down by 11 or 12, and we had kind of intended on sticking with a zone because we were a little bit concerned that we would not be able to contain their best players who love to drive. You know, they shot a lot, but they love to drive. That's much more consistent, you know, shot for them, and they're much more successful at that. So the zone wasn't working, and I was nervous to switch back to person. I call it person to person, and the kids did such a good job locking down on defense and just denying them that penetrating move. And I was just so proud of them because I was worried that we didn't match up well. And it's like they would not be denied. They had worked really hard. They had missed, our kids had missed a bunch of shots, and I know they were down about that. We were kind of forcing the ball into Olivia Foley, who's been our go-to person. And we just got some really important stops on that person-to-person defense, and I feel like that made the difference. They were confused, and they were struggling with it. And I think that made the difference and turned the tide. And you know, we had been struggling scoring throughout the year, and we're getting more contributions from more kids. Lainey Schwab had the game of her life as a junior. She had 11 points and 6 rebounds, and just, like, making such crucial rebounds. I mean, there was only 6 rebounds, but it seemed like every rebound was at a crucial time that we needed that rebound. And just stepping up and guarding their best player that was killing us in the first half, and she sort of locked her down in the second half. So it was definitely just so rewarding to watch them, you know, play with such grit and toughness when we really needed it. And Olivia Foley, you know, she was getting called for travels, and I didn't feel like she was traveling, and it seemed like that was taking her out of her flow. But she stayed tough, and she stayed emotionally in the moment, and she knocked down some really important free throws, and she made some key shots, and obviously the rebounding. And she's 6'2", so when they penetrate and she's standing there with her hands up, that's tough. You know, that's tough to look at. So that was really helpful, too.
Well, I want to No, go ahead, Karen. I'm sorry. I apologize. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I thought with Olivia McDonald, too, she's sort of the floor general and runs the offense, and It's Bill, I can't take her out of the game. You know, she it might not be reflective on the stat sheet, but she's just such a good defender, and she makes good decisions, and she's such an important part of this whole operation. So I just think it's important to give her a little recognition as well.
Well, I guess this might be the appropriate time to follow up to have you tell me about a few more of your players, but you really nailed it there in the sense that at this time of year, decisions are key, and defense is key, and that seems to be coming together for you guys. But share more about some of those players, and I guess it could be in the context of last night's game, but other playoff games or other regular season games.
Yeah, really, like Ava Bailey is a freshman 5'9", 5'10", guard, and she has had a tremendous tournament, and she does so many good things, but we need her to score. She was struggling in the first half, and I swear, Bill, in the second half, it's like she decided in her brain, okay, now's the time that I need to score. And she gets like 4 baskets in a row, and I feel like she's got so much capacity to impact the game as a freshman. And I forget that she's young, but she's a good player, and she's just sort of coming into her own right now. And I just think it's going to be really exciting to watch her grow and develop sophomore, junior, senior year. So she's had a huge tournament. Our seniors, Brayla Pavo and Lizzie Metzger, have been starting. And again, it doesn't show on the stat sheet, but just having some senior leadership in there really makes a difference with teams like critical rebounds, defensive stops. You know, it's not dramatic on that stat sheet, but I feel like their presence during crunch time has really helped us with that decision making.
Yeah, no doubt. And I know that, I mean, I would think that this time of year, you may not be playing going as deep on the bench as you might otherwise during the regular season and so on. But that was a case, though. Does that sound about right to you?
It does. And I know it's hard. Like, Anna Seidel was starting, and she's a senior captain, and she's been such a rock defensively. But, you know, she's not as good offensively as some of our other kids, and she gets it, and she's super supportive. And you know how it can be deadly to a team if people aren't on board and they're not supportive or their egos take over. And I just am so proud of Anna and the other kids on the bench who have contributed all year, but it's crunch time and we're playing some really good competition, and they kind of know their role. And they've been doing a lot of work in practice to help us better, so I'm really proud of the bench with their energy and their hard work and just positivity. It's really the team dynamic is, as you know, with high school kids, that makes such a difference. If the team is cohesive and connected and supportive, you can go a long way just on that alone, it feels like.
You know, Karen, I was talking to a coach just the other day, and he was saying that he credits the depth of his team with their success in a way similar to what you're saying, because during practices they're having better practices because there's a balance, or there's that the other five or seven players or whatever are all pretty good players, and they really test the if you will, the starting five. I know there's not such a thing as a starting five really, but you know what I'm saying.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And the other factor, Bill, too, I think my assistant coaches are fabulous. Joe Lovett is a guy I teach with at St. John's, and he's been having some health problems, but he's like the Wizard of Oz behind the scene. You know, he's helping scout. He watches film. He gives us really good ideas about how to deal with the teams that we're playing. And Beth Cassantini has been the bench. You know, she's the bench assistant with Emily Farrell, and I'm just loving their contributions and their insights. And I feel like we don't value the roles of assistant coaches as much as we should, but they're so integral, I think, to the success that any team has. And it's hard because they don't get a lot of attention, but I'm so indebted to their passion and their support. So that's been really wonderful, too. I feel lucky.
Now, that is a great point. I got to ask you this question. Our listeners might look at the text of this post and see, regular season 10-10. You're now 13-10. As we noted earlier, number 27 seed, but you've had three tournament wins. You know, so in a way, you barely make it into the playoffs. In some regards, you know what I'm saying. But
yeah, totally.
But here you are with three tournament wins and one of the remaining eight teams in the D3 tournament, which, by the way, is a great North Shore based kind of tournament as it looks this year. But explain to our listeners how that happened.
You know, honestly, I think the key, Bill, is I fully expected us to play like this throughout the year, and it didn't happen. And I was frustrated for a lot of our regular season, and I think the kids were frustrated. But and I don't know if it was the last week of the season, but I have to credit our senior leaders, but something shifted, and they are playing calm, cool, collected. They have nothing to lose. They're fearless. Like last night at Watertown, they must have had 500 kids in the stands for Watertown chanting. And it could have gotten a little bit ugly. You know how high school kids can be. And our kids were just so calm, and I was so proud of them because that can be disconcerting. And so there's something that shifted in them, and they're playing the way that I thought that they would play. And this is the way they're capable of playing, and I think they're embracing it. And they're sort of playing with this reckless abandon and this calmness that's really exciting to watch and to be a part of. And, I mean, like I said, when we were down 12 or 11, I thought, oh, man, this could get ugly. And they just, like 2 points by 2 points, and defensive stop by defensive stop. They came back in it, and they shifted that momentum, and it was so fun to watch them do that. And we talk about mental toughness all year long, and I've been frustrated by that, and the kids are doing it. They're doing it right now, and it's just, that's what you wish, you know, as a coach of young women. I want them to be strong. I want them to be independent. I want them to be competitive. I want them to be resilient. And the last three games, I'm seeing all of that, and it's just, it's like a parent, right? It's like what you want to see in your kids and what you want to see in the kids that you coach. And I just feel very inspired by them because it's collectively, I think they've all decided this is what they want to do. And they seem pretty confident as we keep kind of charging along. So I'm just hoping we can keep it rolling.
All right. Now I got to ask you about this, your second tournament game, which was the Norton team, which was number 6 ranked. So there you go. You're already, as we mentioned earlier, the number 20 seed going against number 6. You beat them 52-41. So tell us about that game. How did that play off? I mean, that must have been a statement game for you guys until maybe last night even.
Yeah, it's funny. I think that Coach of Norton probably scouted us, and we don't play much zone. And we decided that was probably the best strategy, because we have size and they didn't have size. And I think they struggled with adjusting to our zone. We had our three big kids in the back, you know, 5'10", 5'10", 6'2", and they were not hitting their shots. And we took a lead early, and they were flustered, and we didn't have any, like, we had nothing to lose, right? Nobody's expecting us to do much, and you're the underdog, and that feels good. And so I think we got up early, and they just couldn't adjust, and they kind of live and die by the three, and they weren't converting. And then in the second half, they were doing a better job making their shots, but we were doing a better job making our shots too. So it seemed like when they made a comeback, Olivia McDonald, you know, I remember they came within 6, because we had probably like an 8 to 10 point lead throughout a good chunk of the game, and then they came back. And then, you know, they were within 6, but then Olivia McDonald on the next possession came back and hit a 3. So what a difference being 6 up versus 9 points up. And that kind of crushed them a little bit. And so I just think that it was a combination of them not playing as well as they probably were capable of, and us playing calm, cool, and, like, you know, reckless abandon. We don't have anything to lose. And they, you know, we limited our turnovers. We didn't give them a lot of second opportunities when they launched those threes. We got good rebounds. We ran the ball. I think we just sort of played within the context of how we want to play, and it worked out. And, you know, we struggled with turnovers, but we've been doing really well with that over the past 3 games, just protecting the ball, and that's made a difference.
Yeah, I can't thank you. I can't believe you're turning the ball over too much here in the last 3 games.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's been fun to watch them protect the ball.
So let me ask you, big picture, Division III tournament as it looks right now. I'll just share what I've share this with you. I've seen St. Mary's now twice, kind of just because the way their schedule has worked out. Kind of they played different nights, and I tell you, they were a much better team their last game than they were their first playoff game. Having said that, Tell me more about Pawtucket. They're still alive. They went on and won on the road as well last night on Wednesday night.
Strong. Yeah, they're very strong. They've got 3 good scorers. They've got excellent complementary players. He's a really good coach, as you know. So they're super well coached, and I'm not surprised at all at their success. I feel like they're always really strong, and they too, I think, are playing well at the right time. And but you know, anything can happen, so it's kind of fun. But you're right; as we get closer to the really strong teams, it's going to be tougher and tougher. But I don't know. I feel like if you've got confidence and you play within yourself and don't try to do too much beyond what you're capable of doing, and, you know, the other team isn't hitting their shots, anything can happen. But you're right, the final 6 or 8 teams, I mean, they're good teams, you know? They're good.
Yeah.
Oxford is really strong. Medway's strong. So, yeah, we're just sort of nothing to lose. We're the underdogs, you know? That's kind of the mentality.
All right.
And I don't think people are afraid of us, Bill. You know what I mean? They're not, we're 10 and 10, you know? So we'll see, but it's been a blast.
Yeah, just walk into the gym and tell them you're 10 and 10. That's it. Yeah.
Forget exactly.
Yeah, forget those other three statement wins. Yes. Yeah.
Exactly.
Karen, I'll let you go, but anything else you want to share with us that I didn't ask you about the actually, you know, I don't think I've really zeroed in on Medway. Let me go there. What can you tell me about that team? Your next opponent.
Yeah, they're good. You know, I watched a little film last night. I couldn't sleep very well, and they're strong. They've got 7 really good players. They can shoot, they can drive, they can play zone. They're going to be tough. So they're a quality team with a lot of different kind of weapons, bigs, guards, and they play the way I want our kids to play. So with the, you know, with fast breaks and rebounding, pushing the ball, they do a 1-3-1 kind of trapping defense. They play really solid person-to-person. So it's going to be tough. But hopefully we can, you know, rise to it. That's the goal. And just prepare as best we can the next couple days.
Absolutely. Karen, anything else you do want to share with us about the Newburyport team?
No, I think I just appreciate you giving them some attention. That's awesome.
Well, again, to congratulations to you, the coach, your coaching staff, and of course the players as well, for what you guys have been able to accomplish. I think it's a fantastic story, and you're right. Not who knows what's going to happen, but I don't think I'd be betting against Newburyport right now. If looking at this data here, because you've already faced some real iron in that D3 tournament, so for sure.
Yep, for sure. Yeah. For sure. But thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate it.
You got it. Karen Grutchfield with us, girls basketball coach, Newburyport High School, here on MSONewsSports.com.